Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. We would love to hear from you. You're afraid to call, you can email us, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Questions, comments, concerns, we are always happy to answer those. Social media, we have the Facebook group that you can jump into, the Smooth Drama group. Ask to get in, myself or Mr. J will add you. And of course, last but not least, if you're listening live and you're on the Blog Talk site, you can jump into the chat room where I will gladly engage you and do like Dave Chappelle famously said and put my penis on your shoulder. No? Okay. Probably not. All right. So, anyway, it's been a minute. Been some technical difficulties that have kept us off the air. So we're sorry, but we are back with a vengeance. Brown Sugar, I just one thing to say.
What is that, sir?
Fuck the Warrior and their doctor for that shit last night.
But
everybody
wasn't it like an entirely different injury?
No. It's the same. Look, they've been lying and saying, oh, it's a calf injury. It's on his damn Achilles. So he comes back to, quote unquote, tough it out for them. And what happens? What the f*** happens? He tears his goddamn Achilles.
I think he's kind of soft. I think he's kind of fragile.
Well, no. The Achilles top. There's been several athletes who have torn their Achilles.
Yeah.
And it's not an injury that has anything to do with softness. It just happens. I mean, when you saw he jumped up to shoot a jump shot and came down, nobody touched him. Nobody hit him.
That's what I'm saying, though. So if that's the case, then the doctor, I mean, he could have been ready. And if it's just something that just happened, then it just happened.
He was not supposed to be back. No, he was not supposed to be back.
But why not?
Because he had a partially torn Achilles. And they knew that. But see, they don't care because they was expecting him to be gone. So it's like, come on out here and win a title for us. And so he goes out there.
I thought it was a different injury. I didn't think it was an Achilles. They asked him that, and it was, the answer was no.
Right, because he had the ice on his Achilles. That was not his calf. The way he reacted.
No, I'm talking about the initial injury.
The initial injury was damn Achilles. Everybody said that. I said, look, there's some karma to this shit, right?
Okay.
There's some karma to this shit. So the Warriors, not only are they leaving Oakland to go to punk-ass San Francisco. Yeah, I said it. Punk-ass San Francisco. Stay in Oakland.
Yeah.
No, they want to go to Frisco. The end of the dynasty is here. Yeah, they might make some money, but guess what? The mojo's gone. This is it. This is the end of the line. And so, for me, I'm hoping that Toronto comes in here and smacks that ass tomorrow. And I ain't talking about the good smack of the ass that gets you all wet and gooey inside and gets you ready and lubed up, ready to go. I'm talking about smacking that ass, the one that hurt, where you're like, damn, what I do to deserve this right here? That kind of ass right here. Because they deserve this right here. Because of doing that man dirty like that. They know he was hurt. And everybody who was talking to, oh, is he tough enough? Everybody's tough enough, whatnot. Well, guess what? I mean, yeah, he's lucky. He's a rich man because of his skill set. But now he's going to be forever diminished because he tore his Achilles. And so, yeah, we not necessarily feeling sorrow for him. I'm saying, because he's going to be all right. And his grandkids, they're going to be fine. But the fact that they sent him out there on some bogus, you know, and then that GM, it's so bad for him. He's a lying mother.
Yeah. Well, you know, the afterthought of it now, he may feel bad.
No, he don't. He don't feel bad.
You don't think?
No, these dudes don't feel bad for the black athlete. Come on now. Come on now. You a commodity. Always have been a commodity. Always will be a commodity. I mean, look, you saw what happened to Kaepernick, and Kaepernick was just taking a stand for, hey, y'all shouldn't be killing unarmed people. And what they do to him. So, I mean, your KDs of the world, they don't give about, oh, he's hurt. His career could possibly be over. Is he going to come back from this and be able to be an effective player? We don't know. It's all up in the air now. So, yeah.
Well, I do have to agree with what you're saying. But at the same time, okay, so then at what point, and I understand the vicious cycle, I understand like these young boys who are, you know, really gifted in sports, these athletes, and, you know, they can do all these things athletically, and they use it to get out of poverty, to get their families out of poverty, but it's at their expense. So at some point you have to come to terms with that.
Okay.
I'm gonna be used, and I'm using myself though. I'm putting myself in this position to benefit my family. So I mean, I understand what you're saying, and they probably don't care that, you know, this may possibly be the end of his career. But at the same time, you know, when Cousin said, you know, we're superhuman up until we act a fool, and then when we do something that's human, then we're the bad guys. But you guys put yourselves in that position. You know, it's hard for me to feel sorry for anybody. Well, kind of, yeah. What do you mean?
Okay. So here's the point. And here's what he's talking about. You're larger than life as an athlete. You're larger than life as an athlete. But it's not their fault they're larger than life. Look, we play a game very well. That's what happens, right? You entertain people at a high level. That's what you do. You're still human, though. So
I'm not saying they're not human.
Pocket,
it's just like
whatever.
Celebrities and paparazzi. They always say, well, I didn't sign up for this. But you kind of did. Especially
you?
Knowing the yeah. If the way celebrity is now, yes. You signed up for it. The way it was maybe 20 years ago and it's happening now, you know, and it's a surprise. I think, you know, those new celebrities, yeah, it kind of was an invasion of privacy, you know, and it kind of was, like, shocking. It's not shocking anymore.
All right. So I'm saying this. Okay, but I'm a ball player.
You already know the pitfalls. You already know the hazards.
So I should not play ball?
I'm not saying you shouldn't play ball, but you should be able. You should be like, oh, I'm gonna have to set my mind frame to where I can be okay with this amount of privacy or lack of privacy or this amount of, you know, I don't know what, I guess it's idolism, I guess, if you want to call it that. I don't know.
Right. But, well, but that's, you know, what I'm saying. Folks worship an athlete, right? Folks worship an athlete, singer, actor, whatnot.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, to me, that's foolishness, right? You can admire what people do, but the worshiping part, stalking part, the whole, oh, I'm digging through their trash to see, you know, what
and
they have.
And they can do no wrong, and then when they do some wrong, you want to drag their name through the mud. I think it's ridiculous.
Right.
But guess what? I'm not in charge of the world or in charge of people's thoughts. So,
right, but...
Me knowing that I have no control, they don't have any control over people and what their beliefs or what they say or what they do or where they go, you kind of sign up for it. I know that if all of a sudden I do something and I become famous overnight, I know I'm not going to be able to do what I used to do. I can't go to the bank anymore. I can't go to the grocery store anymore. I know this. Or get it in my spirit, you know what, I'm going to have to change my mind frame, my lifestyle, whatever, and be okay with it, because
you're saying like it's the athlete's fault?
No, I'm not saying it's anybody's fault. I think it's a vicious, horrible circle, but people are going to invade your privacy. They're going to assume things about you. They're going to, you know, like how they were booing Kevin Durant. I thought that was just awful. You know?
Yeah.
But at the same time, it was disgusting. But at the same time, it's like, well, you know what I mean? I'm surprised it doesn't happen more often.
Okay.
I mean, you
well,
know, good sportsmanship,
yeah,
I'm glad most people practice it, but it is surprising that it doesn't happen more often.
Well, but... To their defense, yeah, there was a few assholes that clapped, but then, I mean, that booed or whatever, that cheered, but then there were people who appreciated him and gave him the respect that we do. So, I think that's different. I'm just saying, I think that it's wrong that people put this extra on so-called celebrities, because there's no extra, they're human. They just do something really, really well. I mean, so it's like, you know, we just happen to worship that. Like,
yeah, we worship
honestly,
entertainment because they're
right, we worship
who
entertainment.
Teach very, very well. You don't know who they are. There's doctors, just regular, you know, not surgeons, just a regular primary care doctor who will probably go above and beyond what they need to do to take care of their patients. They probably save more lives than anybody. You never hear about them.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. So the priorities are warped in society because the plumbers and hell, for that matter, janitors. They keep the world clean, the garbage men. You know, those jobs are way more important than entertainers. I know, entertainers entertain us. But guess what? I'll be all right if I didn't have to watch your show. But would I be all right if they didn't pick up that trash?
No, you wouldn't.
I don't know. Or if I didn't have that dude to come and snake the toilet and you're backed up, your life sucks. Your life sucks. But, you know, we gonna leave this be. And we'll end this segment like this. Ja Rule still thinks the Fyre Festival was an amazing idea. Period.
Okay.
Yeah, he said, here's the real shit. This is real shit. The Fyre Festival was an amazing idea. Let's not act like every fucking body wasn't coming to the Fyre Festival. It was fucking done wrong. Like, yeah.
I think the idea of it probably was.
Yep. Except you was involved, you did it, it was done wrong, and that's it. Just like the Warriors doctors, they did it wrong. Yeah, it sounded like a good idea. They won the game, but they're going to lose the war.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Ja Rule.
And at a player's, at a person's expense, so
I just wanted to mention Ja Rule because, you know, if you don't talk about Ja Rule, then I don't know. It just seems like
you should be talking about Ja Rule.
Yeah, but for some reason, we should just talk about Ja Rule, because.
All right, well, let him have his additional 15 minutes.
Yeah, it's his moment. His moment in the alley. The sun. The darkness. I don't know. Anyway, I'm getting off of that.
Yeah.
Because actually, if I start talking about Ja Rule too long, I might get locked, y'all. Yeah, we don't want to do that.
So is that anyway. You like Ja Rule or you don't like Ja Rule?
what is there like?
Oh, I'm just saying, I don't know. I've never like been a fan of his music, so you know. But he has a fan base.
Yeah, somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't find them, but they're somewhere. All right. We're gonna go on break now. This is J. Cole, Motivate.
You really want to know who Superman is? Watch this.
I can't handle stupid people's fuck, nigga. All the shit I seen them made my blood, nigga. Spill my medicine inside the double cup. Double up my cream, now that's just double stuff. Yeah. Please don't hit my phone if it ain't about no commas. Keep the peace like Dalai Lama, big body hummus. Back and not the parking spot and know the lobby on him. He exempt Sean Kippy, keep that 40 on him. Go, motivate. I'm dropping a pill, I'm feeling alive.
Whoa, suddenly, I feel like taking the PJ. Lot of the on the weekday, eating the beach, but like half of a million inside of my briefcase. A couple of freeze play, and they don't speak English, but the money is something that they can complain day. And I got bread like I'm Green Day. I come around and they hands turn. Used to like bitches with hair perm. Now I like it natural, actual, factual, natural shit. Bougie still do ratchet shit. Not afraid to pass the clip before I make the ratchet spit. Blap.
We're just going to come back. Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, at the N Word, and Miss Brown Sugar. That was J. Cole. Motivate.
I like that.
Yeah, excuse our technical difficulties. It seems to be happening a whole lot now.
It's the heat.
Yeah, apparently it's the heat. Apparently, it's the heat. That's what we're going to say it is. It's the heat. All right. Whew. Anyway.
Yeah, when it's this hot, you can blame everything on it.
Yeah. I guess. It was hot, though. It was almost like, man, I could go streaking hot.
That's, you know, I need to take off all my clothes. But to me, that just makes it hotter.
You think taking off all your clothes makes it hotter?
I mean, for me, it doesn't cool me down. Just not having any clothes on doesn't cool me down. Not in the heat.
Okay.
If I'm by a fan, then yeah, you know. But just sitting in the hotness, no.
You just have problems with nakedness. That's all it sounds like.
I like my clothes.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Clothes off, you're going to be cooler. Clothes on, you're going to be warmer.
Shorts and a tank top, or even like a, you know, a top and a bottom. If you, you know, a bikini top, a bikini bottom. That's good.
Bikini bottom. Okay.
Yeah.
That's you walking around, you go to work in bikini bottom.
No. I'm not talking about going to work. Well, I sure am. I'm not going naked. So what do you say? I mean, you're talking about streaking.
No,
I think work was the option in this case.
No, it's, you know, I'm just talking. I'm always talking. It's, you know, streaking, whatever. It was one of the things.
Well,
I actually lost that bet a long time ago when I first started this show.
That you had to streak?
Yeah. Yeah, we got to,
since,
I think it was
since
like,
this is radio.
Yeah, it got to 20,000 fans listens real quick. And I said if we got there before the year was out, I was going to go streaking, and bam, we got there.
Okay, so how did you prove this on the radio?
Oh, well, what I did was I went streaking, it was videotaped, and I posted it on the website for like, it was on the website for an hour. So you had an hour to see me streaking before I took it off.
Okay. All right. That's fair.
Yeah. So that was it. So, yeah. Did I say fuck the Warriors?
Yeah, you did.
Ownership. I'm not going to say the players. I'm going to say the ownership and them team doctors. That's it. And then I'm done with it. Fuck the Warriors and their team doctors. All right. So, I'm trying to see now. Am I going to get my dumbass of the week in here? All right. So, dumbass of the week. There's a woman who was she thought that she was tweeting Donald Trump personally. She was asking him to remove immigrants from her classroom. Texas woman. She you know how in tweets you can like direct message someone.
That is the one social media I cannot navigate is Twitter.
So it was a bunch of public tweets that she thought were private messages because, you know, of course, Donald Trump is going to be taking private messages from school teachers in Texas.
Yeah. Well,
so
they're taking his.
Yeah, Georgia Clark. Yeah, old Georgia Clark. She was a teacher, a high school English teacher in Fort Worth, Texas. They voted unanimously to terminate her contract less than a week after she was suspended over her Twitter activity. Yep.
I know one thing. These folks don't mind losing their jobs.
Right.
Trying to make America great again.
Right. Rid her school of undocumented immigrants.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? That's the power. That's the power of the privilege, right? As people say. Oh, there.
Man,
white
I say it
privilege.
All the time. That's privilege. Yeah.
Yeah. They get fired. She can go and she gonna get another job. You know, like breaking ice.
Yeah, somebody hire.
Yeah, you know, look, she get hired.
No, she'll probably get a job as a teacher somewhere. She can go to a private school or a charter school.
Yeah, she could. Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, in the middle of the school year, it's kind of hard getting a job.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, school is kind of in.
I'm still sad about it, but, you know, it's vacation time anyway.
Yeah, you know, she stood up for her principal, though. Good for you, Georgia.
Yeah.
Your dumb ass.
Well, they don't have a hard time doing that and, you know, using their privilege because I'm white and I said it. You need to hop to it and get it done.
True.
Well,
yeah. Speaking about hopping to it and getting it done, Trump and these tariffs, you know what? I am rooting for Donald. I have never rooted so hard for a president like I am rooting for Donald Trump. Now, if you don't know, he put that I think it's like $100 million tariff on the Chinese, and then they came back and slapped $60 million tariff on the United States. Even after he was like, yo, y'all better not retaliate. And now he then came out and said, hey, if he don't meet with me, guess what? We're going to throw some more tariffs out there. Because according to him, yeah, we have crippled half of China's economy. I'm rooting for him because I want to buy a house next year. And so he continues to ruin the market. Prices will go down from these extraordinarily stupid high prices. Yes, I'm going to make up some adjectives. Stupid high prices. They'll go down to like regular prices again. So he's already.
So you won't be paying $600,000 for a half a bedroom.
Yep. No, it'll go back down real quick. Folks will be trying. Well, I mean, look at it like this: all the shoe companies, they wrote in that letter, "Hey, Mr. Trump, can you please get rid of those tariffs? Because it's gonna cost the average citizen." Well, it's going to cost them $7 billion, so that means they're going to raise the prices. So your average shoe, they said, your average shoe that costs like $49, it's going to cost you like $67 now.
Wow.
So they're making sure they get their money. Because even though the shoe is made for like a dollar, they charge $49. Yeah, so they get paid, and they're going to make sure they get paid. They're not going to take the hit. Nah, y'all dummies that stand in the line in the mall, and I see y'all, and I want to machine gun every last one of y'all in the shin. I really do. When I see people standing in line for some tennis shoes in the mall, I want to shoot them all in the shin. Not with real bullets. I would use like BB gun, just pop y'all all off. If there was a machine gun BB gun, yeah, I'd probably get in trouble. I'd get arrested. Probably get killed by the cops. Well, not probably.
Yeah.
I would get killed by the cops, yeah, because I would have a gun.
I just feel like somebody needs to do a documentary on that, like, what's the real deal behind, you know, tennis shoes that cost $180, $200?
No, well, they have. I mean, there's the Foxconn, and where they talk about the cheap labor. And, yeah, they talk about how these tennis shoes are made for like a dollar a day. I mean, look, there's a bunch of stuff that talks about it. I mean, it's kind of... It's not common knowledge, but it's common knowledge because folks just, I don't care.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's common knowledge,
Jordan.
I need it to be like raw, like for real. Like, this is where your money is going. You know, your kids don't have an education. You know, is it more important to buy shoes that they won't be able to wear in 6 months?
Yeah,
or is their education more important?
Look, as somebody who's a basketball enthusiast, when I see kids who don't want to crease their shoes, oh, I got these Jordans. Those are supposed to be basketball shoes. But they're, oh, my Jordans. And so kids will have two pair of shoes. They'll have their Jordans, and then they'll have them other shoes.
Yeah.
I can't do anything in these shoes.
Yeah.
Like, really? Mm.
They call them bubblegum.
Yeah, whatever. It just sucks. And,
yeah.
You know, generally, if I see somebody with Jordans on and they don't play basketball in them, I'm sorry. I'm saying I'm sorry beforehand, but I think you suck. I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. But I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But
yeah, because
I'm
if it wasn't
sorry.
Rude to like step on people's feet in general, I would step on people's feet who wear Jordans.
Nah, because you know it's still like to do the right thing. If you step on somebody's Jordan, you can get killed.
Well, if you step on somebody's foot, it's still an issue, though. I mean,
right. Folks will kill
you
for stepping on their shoes. Like, man, you stepped on my Jordan. I got to kill you. Even though this is a dude that don't even like black people, but hey.
Right. If they only knew.
They do. But they ignore
you think
that.
So? I don't think so. You think so?
Yeah.
To be honest, I think the people who are, like, in the hood, like, I don't think they know.
I think they do.
I don't
do.
Think they pay attention.
Well, they might not pay attention, but, you know, I think they know. But I guess that's neither here nor there. And so, I might have ruined it, but I've said who my hater of the week is, but we just going to be informal and do it anyway.
Hate, 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 hate. I hate you.
All right. So, you know, my original hater of the week was Aiden Harris. You know who Aiden Harris is?
I do not.
No, you don't know who Aiden Harris is? Well, guess who Aiden Harris is? Aiden Harris is the animal lover, animal activist who jumped up on the stage and scared the doo-doo dog shit out of Kamala Harris.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, homie jumped up on the stage and grabbed the mic, went into his talk. Oh, she had that look. She saw death. She saw it. If you saw her face, she had the look like, oh, I'm gonna die. He's talking about dogs and other animals.
Yeah, but shoot, where was her security?
Oh, well.
Security?
Oh, see,
there's no way in the world anybody should have been able to get on that stage.
Yeah, but see,
man,
you
woman,
remember.
Or child.
Right, but you got to remember who we talking about here.
Yeah, I know.
We are
it's
talking about
the unprotected black woman.
No, it's just the white dude is innocent. He's maybe they're not gonna do anything. Cause dude, you know, homie didn't even get charged. He's on the picture the next day smiling. Like, I got my point across. I said what
like
I had
said,
to say.
The unprotected black woman.
Yep. Yeah, but is she really a black woman?
You know, my thing is this. At
she got
some
the pen.
Point. Yeah, and to me, that's all. For me, as a woman and as a black woman, at that point, for that instance, that's all that matters.
You think so?
Yep. I don't care what her political agenda is. I don't care that she's married to
a white man and she has biracial kids, and I don't care about any of that. The fact still remains, you know, that she's a, because that's what they see. They don't see, you know what I mean? They don't see anything past her color. So when she gets to rub noses and rub elbows and hobnob with them, they still see her as a black woman.
Yeah, but she's on their team, though.
She's still a black woman.
I know. You say she's a black woman, but see, that's the thing. So we always claim folks who don't claim us.
Well, I'm not claiming her in the instance as of, like, civil rights and her being, like, for the black agenda. My thing is for women first, because I could have been born any race. I happen to be born black, but I could have been born any gender as well. But black women need to be protected.
Okay.
Regardless.
Well, I don't think protection is her problem.
Why not? Seeing a son like Dye got on the stage.
Yeah, but I mean, it could have been something that was staged to make her look better. I mean, because she's kind of falling.
I mean, that's possible
like falling, too. She's kind of falling off the radar, right? Nobody's really talking about her.
Yeah.
No. Because
That's why I have it. I'm not as outraged as I would be for someone else like Michelle Obama or anybody else like that. But to me, it is an example of how we're.
Oh well, you got to remember, you know, they wouldn't have got close to Michelle Obama. And I'm guessing that if they had got up on the stage, Michelle Obama probably would have stole on them. I'm just saying.
She might have stole on them.
So I think it might be a little different. I kind of felt like Michelle Obama, I think she liked black people. I don't know if necessarily Kamala Harris liked black people. It's just sneaking suspicion on my part. Just what I'm thinking. I mean, but I could be wrong. You know, but
I think she's a politician regardless. So they like people who can benefit in front of their career, whether it's black, white, Asian, Hispanic. So if they can further their career, then that's who they like.
Yeah. Well, speaking of politicians, well, it's not necessarily about a story about a politician. There's a woman from Palmetto, Florida. She stabbed herself in the stomach 3 times with a kitchen knife. And the police that responded, she said, you know what? I'm tired of living in Trump's country.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was just about to say it. Whatever she was going through, it must have been real bad to stab yourself with it. So, like, with a steak knife or a butter knife?
I don't know. She stabbed herself 3 times and told them, I'm tired of Trump being president. I'm like...
I mean, because, like, a steak knife, maybe. You know, you might go, you know. But a butter knife, that's some pain. Like, you are really upset.
But butter knife? No, she stabbed herself 3 times, and there was blood everywhere. So, I'm going to guess... that it was
probably a steak knife. Yeah.
I'm guessing it was like a real knife.
Yeah, when they say kitchen knife, I'm just always like, kind of, there's lots of kitchen knife.
I mean, can you really stab yourself with a butter knife? I mean, you have to work really hard with a butter knife, right?
And that's what I was saying. If she did it with a butter knife, she's very upset. She's very angry and distraught.
I'm guessing there's some drugs involved. I'm guessing there's some drugs involved. Just as a thought. Yeah. I stabbed myself. Trump's the president. I mean, and we are still talking about, you know, while he was out there over in Europe, he used the little scandal about the warship to still talk about John McCain. I'm like,
right.
I'm like, one, the dude's dead, right? And two,
yes. Can you just let the man rest?
Well, no. Can a draft dodger constantly talk about folks that actually serve. It's like, it's the funniest thing. Because everybody talks about, oh, the military, thank you for your service. We support the veterans, blah, 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 blah. And, I mean, John McCain, he actually served. He actually was caught.
Yeah, he
was tortured. And the dude who was rich and didn't serve, he's talking trash about the veteran. And everybody's cool with it. I mean, so it's always funny how you see how these things go.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. And on that note, I probably need to go on break. So guess what? This is Rhapsody coming for you.
Together you got smooth drummer, smooth.
right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. That was Rhapsody. I'm coming for you. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Woo! All right. So, I think we have a caller. Caller, you're on the air. Welcome to Smooth Drama. What can I do you for?
No, man. I just wanted to stack on to your comments, man. That was all funny, right, as hell. I just put it like this. Basically, he gave up all the game because there's nothing really to cover when a dude like 45. So their religious fakery, you know, it gets pulled out in the open now. You can't cover it. You got pastors out here supporting this dude. The family value stuff, all the divorces, the baby mama drama, all the stuff this dude has done, stolen from people, all that. That comes out in the open. What you just said, the so-called reverence for military service and all of that comes right out in the front. And you kind of got to understand what conservatism has become. Ever since the removal of the Fairness Doctrine, they've appealed to the worst of them, and that has turned into, you know, a movement. And when you get rid of 45, that doesn't go away. Like, who these people are, what matters to them, as opposed to who they used to present themselves as. So, you know, we're getting it all out in the open. That's I guess the one good thing about this moron is,
well,
they can't lie for them. They just got to be who they actually are and lay it out there.
No, but I don't think that lying has anything to do with it. We talking about the truth. I mean, I'm refreshed that, you know, this generation gets reintroduced to real white people. Before we go any further, brother, where are you calling from?
Well, I'm in Atlanta, bro.
You're in Atlanta? Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but no, you know, they've done a good job of, you know, dressing all this stuff up over the past 30 years. You know, family values, Constitution, Trump, this, you know, all these other liberties, pursuit of happiness, you know, all the things that they mouth but don't actually practice, you get to see that all of that was window dressing, and it's really just about power grabbing, period. And if that comes in the form of this, they'll not only roll with it, they'll put a hat on and you know, march for it. So, yeah, you're right.
Okay.
A lot of masks are being taken off.
All right. Well, brother, thank you for calling. And please listen in, and we look forward to hearing from you again.
Yeah, and it's good you're playing Rhapsody. Shout out to her. She got bars. So.
All right.
Yes, sir.
All right. So, and I was going to say, you know, you talk about the family values. I mean, when we spouting family values as we have slaves on slave ships, I mean, there were chaplains on them ships, right? They
mm-hmm.
in the name of the Lord, we're going to enslave you. We're going to free everybody but y'all. We're fighting for freedom of everybody but y'all. So, yeah, that leads us right into Groundhog Day, actually.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
Ah, so what is that shit that happened again? Actually, you know what? I ain't even talking about racism. I'm tired of talking about racism, right? So you know what I'm going to talk about? You want to guess what I'm going to talk about? I want to talk about... Well, I am talking about racism. I'm gonna be racist here. Why do white people want to do stuff with animals? I'm sorry.
What do you mean?
Can't. Well, there's a new challenge out here. You know, at first it was, you know, it's always there's the planking, there was the people eating soap powder. I mean, it's always
the cinnamon challenge. Yeah.
Right. Always stupid.
The pod challenge, pie pod.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, guess
your
what?
Favorite.
So now there's another one where people are actually kissing cows.
Kipping?
No. Kissing cows. There's a cow kissing challenge.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's pretty much.
When you kiss the cow, what?
Well, that's the challenge, dude. All over there. It's a new internet thing.
Can't you get hoof and mouth disease like that?
Yeah.
Don't they have like a... Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah. But, see, it's one of those things. It's the reason why we had in bestiality laws. And the fact that every month I get to talk about this because I have to talk about this. Because they have laws on the books telling folks, hey, leave animals alone. The fact that you have to tell people that.
Don't have sex with your cat or your dog.
Yeah, you would think that wouldn't come up ever. You would think that wouldn't come up. Ever, but it does. That's the latest challenge. We're gonna kiss that cow.
Okay, so this is like a full blown like tongue and everything, like mouth and.
Well, I don't think they have real rules on it. And
so it's just whoever can be the most disgusting, basically.
Well, pretty much. If you're kissing a wild animal who lick their own asses and lick each other's asses, I mean, humans lick ass too, so I guess it's not an uncommon trait. But I don't think cows use soap ever. So I don't know. And their gas is like literally explosive. Being that it's methane, so you like kissing all that. And so I'm kind of like happy and mad at the same time. Like, why white people? Why do y'all with animals?
Because animals can't say no.
I mean, yeah. Okay. All right, I'm gonna move away now because that just officially. Yeah. All right. So I got some good news. Well, I got some good news and some bad news. I start with the bad news. R.I.P. Bushwick motherfucking Bill.
Oh, yeah.
Bushwick motherfucking Bill. Dead. He died of pancreatic cancer. Yeah. We're gonna do a whole tribute show. Shout out to Bushwick motherfucking Bill on Thursday. But I just thought I'd mention that because actually we are going to talk about one of the ghetto boys who is still here. Scarface, also known as Brad Jordan. He is a... He's running for a Houston City Council member for District B. Yeah, he's coming out and he says he wants to help the people. So
yeah,
you know, he said he's ready to make it happen. And he's received affirmations and support from other rappers, including 2 Chainz, Slim Thug, Big Boy, Meek Mill, Bun B, Paul Wall. And obviously he's popular. So hopefully he can use his popularity to make District B a better place. District B is the area around the Astrodome and the Museum District and the University of Houston. So, yeah, I look forward to following this election and seeing if a quote unquote hardcore rapper can win a seat of power and actually use that power to actually affect change. So if you're down in the Houston area and you're in District D, you got a new councilman candidate, Brad Jordan, a.k.a. Scarface. Vote for the brother. Maybe he'll affect some real change.
Yeah.
I mean, at worst, he'll have the greatest catalog on as far as the council members go. I don't think anybody's catalog is even close. So he can out rap him on that filibuster. He just keeps spitting songs. He can go on for days. Actually, I don't know. Anyway, I wish the brother luck. Wish the brother luck.
Yep.
And on that note, there's one other thing I want to talk about before we got out of here. You know, white supremacists keep beating the Fed as far as Supreme Court. Not that you're shocked by that, but you know, it goes back to what you were saying earlier with Kamala Harris, protect the black woman. It really has nothing to do with protecting the black woman in that instance. It's the white man can do no wrong. I mean, dude didn't even get any charges. And we know that if I'd have ran up there on the stage, it was Joe Biden or anybody else, I would have got some jail time. I would have got the weekend at least. I would have got to spend that quality time trying to protect my cheeks. But these guys, they don't get it. And so, you know, the biggest terrorist groups, neo-Nazis, they can't go to jail. They can't be charged with a hate crime. Interesting.
That is very interesting.
Yeah. Again and again. Nonstop. I mean, we talk about that. That's the Groundhog Day. And maybe it's because they need more people to kiss cows and fuck sheep. I mean, that's my thought. You know, because if they lock them up, who's going to fuck them? I mean, like, really, who's going to fuck sheep if you lock up all the neo-Nazis and, you know, people like that? Sheep booty holes.
The sheep could talk.
Back up off my booty. Anyway. On that note,
I'm sure.
For Ms. Brown Sugar, I'm Mr. F the N Word. This is another Smooth Drama production. And we're out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth.
She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
the move.
Drama.